sin unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. All hail is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Ephesians chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in his love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let not be once named among you, as become of saints. Neither filthiness, foolish talking, or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you in vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So far the epistle. Please rise for reading the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11. And Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. And the people wondered. But some of them said, he casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against a house will fall. If Satan be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out demons through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Wherefore shall they be judged? But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. And when a strong man is armed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when the stronger than he shall come to him, and overcome him, he taketh him by all of his armor, wherein he trusted and abided his spoils. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scatters. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through to the dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they entered in and dwelt there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But Jesus said, yes, rather this, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So long. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very us then and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I know one baptism for the remission of sins, and a hope of the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with hymn 4, please.
Thank you.
sermon theme this morning is Declaring Ourselves for Christ. And it's based upon the last verse, if you will, of our gospel. But then Jesus said, yeah, but blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So far. In this morning's gospel, Jesus says, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters. Jesus Christ came into this world to perform a great work, and that was the redemption for all people by his death on the cross. We're told the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost, Matthew 18:11. He came to redeem us from all of our sins. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, Galatians 3:13. He came to redeem us from death. Christ has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light. 1 Timothy 1:10. He came to redeem us from the power of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. In this morning's gospel, Jesus demonstrates his power by casting out the devil. And what was the reaction of the people? Well, his enemies ridiculed him. They said that he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. Well, Jesus shows them how wrong they are. He says, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, is destroyed. If Satan is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? It won't. In other words, if I cast out devils, I am destroying his kingdom. Therefore, you must acknowledge that I cast out devils by the power of God. And therefore, the kingdom of God has come over you, but you are totally unaware. Well, the world has not changed. The enemies of Christ today will not accept Jesus as the Son of God, the Lord of all. We know the great truths of Holy Scripture. We have heard the accounts of his miracles, the messages of the angels at his birth and his resurrection. We accept and confess the second article of our Christian faith. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, is also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. We know that. We believe it. We rejoice in the fact that Jesus has overcome the devil and that he is now at the right hand of God, ruling over all things. Yes, we declare ourselves for Christ. We believe him to be the Lord, and we trust totally in him for our complete salvation. We believe the Bible, 1 John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life. We believe that. This is most certainly true. I heard that somewhere too. But there are so many who do not believe Christ to be the Savior of the fallen world. They are not interested in the gospel. They have no interest that the Holy Scriptures make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. They don't care one way or the other. When Jesus is preached to them, who sacrificed himself for them, who makes intercession for them, who is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, they could care less. They're not even interested. When Jesus is presented to them as Savior, their Savior, they're not interested at all. Let us be warned through their attitude of rejection. protection. And stand with St. Paul when he writes, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God, the dynamite of God. The Greek word is dynamite. Unto salvation. To everyone who believes. It is indeed a miracle of all miracles that Jesus Christ has redeemed us from all sin, from death, from the power of the devil, and that we are now his own. We are now Christ's children. We are sons and daughters of God, joint heirs with Christ. Now, not off in the future, but now. Let us be thankful here in time and eternity. There are only two kinds of people in this world. Believers or non-believers. And there's only two places after death. Heaven and hell. No other choice. One is either with Christ or against him. And if against Christ, then one is a follower of the devil. It's as simple as that. This is serious. It's even more serious when one realizes that Satan is always looking for the opportunity to claim another for his kingdom. And he is very good at it, we must admit. So be on guard. How can we successfully resist the devil and his temptations? Well, Christ himself gives us the answer. Yes, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Hearing the word of God brings blessings. King David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew within me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence. Let's do away with any indifference, which is displeasing to God. And like Mary, let us keep the word of God and ponder it in our hearts. And through the gospel, the Holy Spirit sanctifies and keeps us in that one true faith. This is important for us to remember. Yes, it's important that we hear the word of God in worship, in our own private devotions. It's important that we attend communion often to receive the assurance of the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of our faith. May we have the blessings of the word and sacraments, continue to remain faithful to the very end, and share those joys with those who will listen, there are those who won't, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our duty as Christians. For blessed are they that hear the word of God
and keep it.
May we be counted among the blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us this morning and extend itself into the joy of the eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Away from God.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Ward. We realize that you know the condition that he is in, and we pray that you will give guidance and direction to the doctors that are working with him to come up with a solution to defeat this infection that has infected his body. But above all, continue to strengthen his faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving him the assurance that he has been redeemed by the blood of Christ, and there's nothing to worry about as far as the future is concerned, because heaven is his home. On behalf of his wife, we pray that you give her the strength that is needed to simply take one day at a time, realizing that Ward is in the hands of our Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And also that it has please gone to call home Cal Duker. He died this morning. Debbie called me, and there's no information about the funeral or anything like that because it's so sudden, but keep your eyes and ears open. Let's have a prayer for the family. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of the family of Cal and Deb Duker. We want to thank you, first of all, for having brought Cal and Deb into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because where there's faith in Christ, there is a guarantee of eternal life. Our concern right now is with Deb and the family. Give them the strength that is needed to take the next few days, which is going to be tough. But give them guidance and direction. Help them realize that they too are your children, that they've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Strengthen their faith, and if the faith is not there, we ask that somehow you work to create faith in our Savior. It's not easy losing a good friend, but especially it's not easy losing a husband and a father. So we pray that you give them the strength that is needed to take simply one day at a time. We do want to thank you for having brought Cal and Deb into the saving knowledge of Christ. Because where there is faith in Christ, there is a guarantee of forgiveness of sins and the guarantee of eternal life. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who calls unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Keep us here faithful on earth from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307.
Oh,
Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross did give salvation unto mankind, that when death arose, life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise by a tree be overcome. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, Drink ye always. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
discipline, strengthen, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
receiving grace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Depart in peace.
monetary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you.